Hello, Bob and the Black Boots here.
And Gina.
And we're down in the basement with Wendell, who's asleep. Well, last night we went to Elbow's, and it seemed like, and we had a really good time.
Yeah.
Although it does seem like everybody was having a bad day yesterday.
Yeah.
Friend of ours got, well, he got worked over by his girlfriend, who, well,
screwed him over quite badly.
Yeah.
He was sad.
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy, too. Like, I don't know him that well, but he's a nice guy, and he grooms dogs, so that helps. But other than that, he's a nice guy, too. And he cried, and I was like, aww. Yep. So then, we're going to do a much more positive boo today than the boos we did yesterday. Sorry for that, everybody.
We did have a good time. I did another reading with the tarot lady, and she was very nice. And
she likes books.
Yeah, she does. And sang some songs and drank, and then came home and had grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then
fell asleep.
Yeah.
Like, quick. Yep. We did.
Today is just going to be a lazy day. We're just sort of hanging out. Maybe go watch some tube. We're going to listen to a radio drama or two. I got this thing from the library. It was radio mysteries from, like, the 30s and 40s. So we're going to listen to a couple of those. And we had some quesadillas earlier. Later on, I'm going to run the Subway and get us some subs. And we're just going to hang out all day and all night.
Yep.
And then tomorrow I got my drink-a-thon for breast cancer.
I started calling it that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a drink-a-thon.
Yeah. So.
And I'm going to hang out here and read and probably go on team talk. I don't know what I'll do.
Yeah.
It's just stupid to go home. I mean, I've packed enough clothes, so.
Well, especially since, especially since Sunday, we're going to hang out and then go to Clutch.
Yeah.
Sunday evening.
With our friend.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I got a new incense burner. I put a picture of it on Fartbook, for those of you guys who are Facebook friends of mine. It's the little things in life that keep me happy. What it is it's a long boat. I mean, obviously it's long so that it can catch the ashes from the incense stick. And it's a boat that's lined with humans, with human bones, and then on the inside of the boat, it's filled with human skeletons and skull. Well, let me take a look at this thing. Yeah, skulls and rib cages and hands and basically human bones, and in the driver's seat of the boat is a skeleton and a cloak, and basically he's holding out his hands like he would be guiding the oar, and that's where you put the incense, and the incense goes up. I think it sits up in a 45 degree angle.
Didn't you say he had a name, that guy?
Yeah. What the boat is supposed to represent is Charon the Boatman. In Greek mythology, when you die, you are escorted to the underworld across the River Styx by Charon the Ferryman. That's who he's supposed to be. Of course, in Greek mythology, they never really describe him as a skeleton man. That comes from the movie Clash of the Titans. The original, not the remake. I've never seen the remake, so could be a skeleton dude as Charon.
I don't know any Greek mythology.
Really?
Do you think they have it at the library on CD?
I'm sure they do.
I could learn the stories of, like, Zeus and everybody.
Yeah. So, They're not pleasant.
The stories?
A lot of stories, especially where it comes to the gods, about how the gods are petty and mean-spirited. And the reason why you basically were a good person was to escape their shenanigans. So that, you know, because if you did something that they didn't like, they would turn you, like, they would turn you into a donkey for a year.
How fun.
They would, I don't know.
Are they worse than Grimm's fairy tales? Which are not children fairy tales, like people think?
Yeah.
I have those on my OneDrive. I read some of them.
Yeah.
Grimm's fairy tales. It's like 201 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Wendell's still sleeping.
Yeah, she was such a good girl yesterday. I was so proud of her. Like, she wanted to, you know, walk and work, and then she just like, I want to, but I'm tired.
Yeah.
Old thing.
So, really not much more to report.
Yeah.
If there is, we'll just start Audio Boo again. And,
yeah.
And stuff, so...
You're slightly hungover today.
Oh, I'm over that now. When I got up, I was kind of worn down and had a slight headache, but I took some Excedrin and had some food and some pop, so I'm okay now.
It's been kind of a sleepy day.
Yeah.
We finished the whole series of The Cosby Show. The, last two episodes, they were really good, but, like, when Claire... Because Theo finally graduated college, and when Claire was like, you know what? You need to get over the fact that your dad wants all these people to come. She's like, you did all this stuff and got over your learning disability because you had dyslexia, for anybody that's not watched that. And I cried. I mean, I didn't cry hard, but I was like, aw, go Claire. And Cliff finally got the doorbell fixed.
Yep. And, yeah, that was like a running gag throughout the whole season, is that the doorbell didn't work.
Yeah.
But there, one of the things in that episode was that when Theo graduated, instead of calling everybody's name, they would call you by your college.
Yeah.
I'd say, okay, College of Psychology, please stand up.
Yeah.
And be recognized. That's how it that's how it was at OSU also, because there were... God, how many of us were in the graduating class of that year? I mean...
And then Cliff was like, that was all?
Yeah. I want to say there was like 15 or 20,000 students graduating with me, so that you can't... you obviously can't...
Can't name all of them.
Yeah.
Else the they'd only, be there until tomorrow, like she said.
Right. The only ones that were named by name were the doctorate students who were getting their doctorates. But yeah, there's like, okay, College of Liberal Arts, and we all stood up. And
I don't know anyone with a doctorate.
Well,
does
my
Carl have a doctorate?
I don't know.
Carl, Brian's Carl? Mm. He's got something big. Oh yeah, we saw our friend Rich last night, and that was a lot of fun. We hadn't seen him in a really long time. Yeah. I don't think he'll mind being mentioned on Audio Boo.
I know my doctor has a doctorate. Well, at least I hope my doctor has a doctorate. I think my dentist has a doctorate.
Does your dad have a doctorate?
No. Who else?
Only people that I know that, like, are doctors that have a doctorate is the speech pathologist from the blind school. Uh-huh. Wouldn't it be cool, like, to be doctor insert last name?
It would be. Or at least...
I'm sure everybody knows my last name anyways,
or
but, you know.
Professor...
Yeah.
Or... Sir. Like Sir Robert Klein. I could be knighted.
Dr. Grundon.
That'd be awesome.
I know! Well, now everybody knows my last name. Oh, well.
I thought they always did.
Well, I don't know. Dr. Grundon. That fits really well.
Yeah.
Dr. Grundon.
Yeah. Alright, well, that's our time. We'll probably be back with another Boo here pretty soon.
From Dr. Grundon. Yeah.
So anyway, I will check you guys later. Pick your favorite adjective. Have that kind of a day.